Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
It is 7:22, Total Information AM Sunday for this September 14th. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow. Glad to be joined right now by John Hancock. We'll see if Michael Kelly can be here or not. But right now we do have John. Good morning, John.
Hey, Scotty. Yeah, Michael's in Greece. So
that's what I thought. Yeah. Maybe it's the afternoon there, so maybe he's had a couple of cocktails. And
you just never know. You know.
Well, I want to start with an open-ended question here about what happened this week. What do you think this is all about? The assassination of Charlie Kirk in the big picture, what do you boil it down to?
Well, I mean, we're living through a rash of political violence in this country that we haven't really seen since the 1960s. You had a slew of assassinations in the 1960s, and we're seeing that same kind of thing now. And, you know, the one thing that's notable at this stage, because we're going to learn more, I suspect, but at this stage, there's been, if you look at social media, and I don't know that I would advise that for anyone, but if you spend any time on social media, you'll see that the voices on the left and voices on the right are ascribing motives to the shooter. And the reality is we don't know at this point. He's not talking to authorities. And so everybody's casting about and speculating about his motives or reporting, you know, quote unquote facts that are not quite verified at this point. And I think it's just a symptom of we're in a very, very polarized and sad time in this country, and I don't see it ending anytime soon.
I saw that the Pentagon is tracking members of the military who are saying things about the situation about Charlie Kirk that are inappropriate in terms of he was just assassinated and no one deserves to be shot and killed over the views that they hold. When we look at this in the context of trying to resolve this in some way, I mean, where do we start? What do we start with? Do we start with guns? Do we start with mental health? Do we start with something else? I don't know. What do you think?
You know, Scott, I don't have an answer. I can diagnose the problem, you know, and we are polarized. If you go back in 40 years ago, if you look at the ideological makeup of Congress, for example, there was an ideological overlap of about 20%. There was 20% of Democrats and Republicans that were more or less on the same page. Today, if you look at an ideological makeup of Congress, there's precisely zero members who are on the same page. And so you've got an ideologically polarized country. And increasingly, we've got a polarized electorate that produces polarized candidates. In 1985, when Ronald Reagan started his second term, 27 states had one Republican and one Democrat members of the U.S. Senate, 27. Today, there are three. Just three states that have one senator from each party. And so you see this polarization taking place, and it's become very personalized. Our political differences have become very personalized, and we ascribe evil motives to our enemies. And when that's taking place under the reality that guns are prevalent, the reality that rhetoric is amped up, the reality that social media is toxic, what we're living through is a result of much of that. How you solve it, I don't know.
As a Republican, the things you mentioned, we go back to Trump's first term. Now he's had a second term here that's underway. How much responsibility does he bear for the nature of the conversation in this country? Because he is prone many, many days of the year to rhetoric that's acidic and just the nature of the things that he says. How much blame does he deserve?
You know, in my opinion, I think he's more of a symptom than a cause. I think you see, because you've got that kind of amped up rhetoric all over the place now. And so I wouldn't say that Donald Trump has caused the situation in which we live, but he's certainly a result of it. And, it used to be when I run campaigns for a living. And so it used to be that we would go out and try and find candidates that could build a consensus in the electorate. You go out and you try and find people that can appeal broadly. Today, political campaigns are built on division, not building consensus, but driving division and getting your team to have the 50% plus 1% that is more angry than the rest. And that's just a fundamental shift in the way people run for office. And that's changed in my lifetime.
Good insight, John. And yes, obviously it's not just on one side of the aisle, but thank you so much for your time this morning.
You bet, Scotty. Take care.
All right, John Hancock joining us on Total Information AM Sunday. Coming up in a few minutes, we'll have news plus this week on Wall Street. Tom Ackerman and I will chat about college football, the Cardinals, and everything else in sports. Stay tuned.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.